I think I'm entitled.
You want answers.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
Let's posit for the sake of argument that Hunter Biden is sleazy and the president's relatives tried to profit off the Biden family brand, something CNN has reported on. What's new in this memo? You definitely have made a case that the people who are around President Biden in terms of the lobbyists and his son Hunter have trafficked on that connection to the then vice president, now president. But I haven't yet seen any evidence that the president did anything wrong. But again, just looking for evidence, because we're talking about impeachment here, I don't see any evidence of any crime. And frankly, that is how the world works in Washington, D.C.
That's how the world works in Washington, D.C. You can be sleazy, but I don't see any crime. The words of Jake Tapper on CNN. Well, today, his remarks were made previously. And an interview with James Comer. We're going to get another part of that in a moment. But just today, Attorney General Merrick Garland names a special counsel for the Hunter Biden case. It should have been done in the beginning, but they were trying to just ignore it, hope it would go away. And the evidence keeps piling up, not just for Hunter Biden. Yeah, all the way to Papa Joe. But let me remind you, there's no specific detail tying him at this time so far. Make that your final two words. Anything to do with the Biden investigation so far. Thank you for joining us. Here we are, August 11, 2023. This is the first hour of two back to back right here for you. And of course, we remind you that while you're listening to Larry Connors USA, we also are streaming video at News Talk STL, Facebook, and Twitter. Larry Connors USA, Facebook, and Twitter, and on Rumble. So again, today the Attorney General Merrick Garland made the announcement, which many have been saying, why hasn't this been done sooner? Why didn't you want some separation between the Hunter Biden investigation and the president? That was the best way to cause some separation. I cannot answer for you as to why they did not do it prior to now. I can speculate. But the Attorney General did announce today that the special counsel status has been granted to Senior Prosecutor David Weiss. Now, this gives him more powers than a typical U.S. attorney. And even CNN is pointing out, this puts the nation in uncharted territory, with three special counsels at the Justice Department currently investigating matters to the sitting president, President Joe Biden, his son, Hunter Biden, and the previous president, former President Trump. And CNN even acknowledges this move could lead to a trial of President Joe Biden's son. Garland's order appointing Weiss said he is authorized, quote, to conduct the ongoing investigation as well as any matters that arose from that investigation or may arise as the probe continues. Stop it right there. May I repeat that for you? Because this has implications of, well, we don't know how big it could get. You may need to stand back. This could be mammoth. Statement again. Garland's order says Weiss is authorized, quote, to conduct the ongoing investigation. Weiss focusing primarily on Hunter Biden and the stuff uncovered by the House Oversight Committee, the bank records, and what's been uncovered by whistleblowers from the FBI and IRS agents and Jim Jordan's Judiciary Committee. Authorized to conduct the ongoing investigation as well as any matters that arose from that investigation or may arise as the probe continues. Well, therefore, that means things could really happen. Attorney General Merrick Garland.
As I said,
before, Mr. Weiss would be permitted to continue his investigation, take any investigative steps he wanted, and make the decision whether to prosecute in any district. Mr. Weiss has told Congress that he has been granted ultimate authority over this matter, including the responsibility for deciding where, when, and whether to file charges, and for making decisions necessary to preserve the integrity of any prosecution consistent with federal law, the principles of federal prosecution, and departmental policies.
Wow. Now, again, a lot of that's just standard template language. But you got to look beyond what he said. And as I was stating earlier, any matters arising from that investigation, that means not limited to just Hunter Biden, the entire Biden family, Joe Biden. If they find any documentation of checks, money going to Joe Biden, he will be authorized to look into it and investigate it. And of course, Merrick Garland had said in congressional testimony previously, Weiss has all the authority he needs. He's just fine. He's going to do everything. And Weiss was countering, I don't really have anything. I would really, no, you're good. And so Weiss backtracked, yeah, we're good. And I'm sure there have been a lot of behind-the-scenes fighting, knowing that if we name a special counsel, this is going to escalate this for the American public to suddenly take notice. If you've got CNN and NNN cannot even get, at this point, ignore anymore the Hunter Biden investigation, we've got things coming undone. I pointed out to you the other day that a Fox News survey of the coverage given to anything regarding Hunter Biden in the very week that Devin Archer testified as to what he knew and how Hunter Biden was connected and Joe Biden connected, according to Devin Archer. And, of course, the same week that indictment filed against Donald Trump, in that same week both happening, and NBC, CBS, ABC gave the Trump story 5 hours of coverage. The Biden story, the Devin Archer details, a total of 5 minutes from those three major networks. And you could forget about looking for it on the CNN storyline. But now it's at a point they cannot ignore it, but they'll look for a way. I mean, let's go back to the attitude of Jake Tapper in this previous interview with Congressman Comer, head of the House Oversight Committee, saying, well, it's not all that you guys are suggesting.
I don't see any evidence of any crime. And frankly, that is how the world works in Washington, D.C. There's sleaze. What did the president do wrong, though?
I think even though there may not be any curiosity by my friends at CNN, I think there's curiosity by a majority of Americans that, wait a minute, you're telling me
I'm very
Joe
curious
Biden
about it, sir. I'm very okay, curious about right. it. That's why I'm reading your reports. That's why I have you on the show.
I mean, I'm curious. That's why I have you on the show. Now, that was prior to what happened today. So, yeah, Jake Tapper was raising the question with Comer. But again, there's a lot of sleaze. I see that. I get it. We all understand Hunter Biden is a crackhead. He's a sleaze. And you know what? I can find some grace for Hunter Biden in the sense that if he got addicted to drugs, he's destroyed himself and his family and everybody around him. So I can find some grace in there, but at the same time, it's the money connections that he was taking on trading on daddy's name, and there is no way in hell that Joe Biden was not profiting. No way. Now, do I have specific proof at this time? No. But you tell me. Riddle me this. One of your children says, hey, Daddy, you got a big name. I'd like to go around and tell people that we're starting a big enterprise and you're going to be heading it up and you'll be able to work some favors, or at least if you're not named on the board or anything, you'll be behind the scenes, make things happen quicker. We get faster bank loans and everything. Is that okay? Maybe Dad says yes, maybe no. Maybe you decide to do it without telling Dad. But you're spreading that last name around You go into different folks, and if they don't do due diligence, they just assume, yeah, you're right, you got connections, they're going to go a long ways. And beyond that, they know you have the ties. Whether or not you can produce what you claim, that'll be another issue. The Hunter Biden story, marked to date, August 11, 2023, just exploded in the faces of the progressive media, the state-controlled media. Now they got to figure out, how do we cover it up? How do we begin to re-spin it? This, what Merrick Garland did, is akin to someone walking into the room, pulling a pin, dropping the grenade, and walking out. And good luck to anyone left behind. Maybe somebody will throw themselves on it. Maybe somebody will jump on top of it. Maybe. We're going to be dealing with this again more in the second hour as well. Also, abortion will be on the table for 2024 presidential elections if you look at the midterms. Would abortion overshadow what we're hearing and talking about right now, reference Biden's and the investigations? Still, for those who have just one issue when they go to the polls, abortion might be the commanding issue. And NBC News tried to deny that many progressives want to allow abortion up to the moment of birth. They want to deny that. That topic was in an NBC interview with Florida Governor DeSantis.
I would not allow what a lot of the left wants to do, which is to override pro-life protections throughout the country, all the way up really until the moment of birth in some instances, which I think is infanticide.
I got to push back on you on that, because that's a misrepresentation of what's happening. I mean, that 1.3% of abortions happen at 21 weeks or higher. There's no evidence of Democrats pushing for abortions up until...
Their view is that all the way up into that, that there should not be any legal protections.
There's no indication of Democrats pushing for that.
Well, yes, they are. They've done it in California. They've done it in other states.
They have not instituted that policy.
Yeah, they have. They basically will say that, you know, if there's some type of, they'll use, different ways to really
It's extremely rare, 1.3%, and in those circumstances, they're typically extremely emotional decisions.
Well, no, I mean, I don't say that that's the norm in terms of this, but I do think that the left in this country has moved on from a position that said, you know what, we do want to discourage abortion, it's not something that's a good thing, to now viewing it more as a positive good for society. And I think most Americans, regardless of how they feel on legal protections, I don't think most Americans think it's a positive good for society. It's obviously a tragic circumstance.
It is a tragic circumstance for an abortion, regardless of what surrounds it. But here was NBC pushing back against Governor DeSantis when he's saying that progressives, for the most part, they want to have abortions up to the moment of birth. No, they don't do that. There's no state doing that. Let me read to you from Wikipedia. And I'm quoting the source, because obviously it's not the final statement from California. But I think it's right on target. Let me read this specifically. Abortion in California is legal up to the point of fetal viability. That means at the moment the child is being born. Not a fetal, it's a child being born. And of course, then they will also find ways to get around saying, well, we're not committing infanticide. We're, at this point right now, we've got to actually save the baby they're not saving the baby. Well, of course they're not. They're saving the mama, and they'll make up some excuse to say when she doesn't want it, well, we had to do it. California has what they call the Therapeutic Abortion Act. And under this, a licensed physician is authorized to perform an abortion where, one, there's substantial risk that continuance of the pregnancy would gravely impair the physical or mental health of the mother, or two, the pregnancy resulted from rape or incest. And then you throw in a lot of other language. That's what Governor DeSantis was saying. They recognize that this is not going well if we keep saying we're all about pushing for abortion at any cost, regardless of timing. And that's why the left is beginning to turn back around and move away from it. Last year, then U.S. Senate candidate Tim Ryan, Democrat of Ohio, denied there should be any restrictions for abortions in late-term pregnancy. Any restrictions. He was asked in an interview with Fox News, my question is, any limits to abortion at any point, late-term, anything? And the response from Tim Ryan, then U.S. Senate candidate, Democrat of Ohio, look, you got to leave it up to the woman. You and I sitting here can't account for all the different scenarios that a woman dealing with the complexities of a pregnancy are going through. How can you and I figure that out? See, that's the vague language they're now using, that the woman could decide, and this is going to sound harsh, I've said it before, but it bears as an example again. I'm thinking as that baby's being born, you know, all the costs is going to be associated with it. Will I be able to pay my cable bill? Will I be able to take a trip? But I'm not saying all women are that callous that are at that point. In fact, I think very few would be. And as the stat was pointed out by NBC, assuming it's right, only 1.3% of abortions happen at 21 weeks or higher. But progressives have pushed for abortion at any stage, as I was just reading from then-candidate Senator Ryan of Ohio. We have to make provisions for a woman who doesn't want the baby to make sure we take care of providing adoption opportunities for that woman. Because if they're in a financial squeeze or something and they got pregnant, didn't mean to, whatever, We've got to take that in consideration. You can't just say we're going to stop abortion to not offer some alternative for the woman once they have the child if they're not able to properly take care of it. You got to balance that. But again, when the leftists say, well, it's a woman's body and her right, what if that child being born is a woman? What happened to the rights of that child? That woman. We got a lot of different things to cover over the next 2 hours for you. In fact, in the next hour, in addition to more details on Merrick Garland moving forward as special counsel on Hunter Biden case and maybe above that, did our nation just pay $6 billion of ransom to Iran for 5 Americans? The White House is waffling on if this was ransom. But they don't deny the timing. They can't. They just made every American abroad a kidnapping possible victim. That's coming up in our second hour. Plus, right here before we end this hour, a story reminding you of your mortality. But up next, the persecution, not prosecution, of former President Trump. Heritage constitutional legal expert Hans von Spakovsky will address that. And we'll get a quick take on him on Merrick Garland's decision. Lock and load. Ready on the right. I want to share something special with you. I've told you how Wellington Environmental works to keep hospitals, schools, businesses safe for their patients, students, clients, employees. Wellington can do the same for you. Perfect example. A relative went to the basement, almost knocked over by the smell. A sewer line had broken. A call to Wellington, a crew was dispatched. First thing, make the home safe. Then clean up the mess. Truly clean it up. Now I'm telling you this because I want the best for you. Wellington Environmental. Here's the number, 314-644-4930. 644-4930. AAA rating with the Better Business Bureau. 644-4930. Wellington Environmental. Your world. Cleaner, better, safer. Be well with Wellington.
You can text Larry right now at Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
Welcome back. My guest we've had on numerous times before, an expert on constitutional law, and we were scheduled, and we're still going to discuss in part, a piece he wrote on the Daily Signal referencing the federal indictment of Donald Trump as weaponization of the American political system. I think many would agree with that one way or the other, and now the shoe drops on the other side, and that would be AG Merrick Garland suddenly announcing he's appointing a special counsel or giving David Weiss special counsel authority on the Hunter Biden case. Hans von Spakovsky, legal constitutional scholar, welcome aboard.
Well, thanks for having me.
So what was your reaction when now Merrick Garland decides, okay, we will name a special counsel?
Too little, too late.
Yeah.
And not only that, but who's he named? David Weiss. Well, David Weiss, the current special U.S. attorney investigating Hunter Biden, the same guy who IRS whistleblowers said allowed the statute of limitations to lapse on earlier tax violations by Hunter Biden, the same guy who brokered a plea deal on the two remaining tax violations that gave him probation, allowed him to walk out the door and no jail time whatsoever either for the federal gun charge. I mean, we're supposed to trust that he's going to do a good job about this. I certainly don't.
Well, and the other thing is, Weiss said at one time suggested he was not given full authority when Garland said he was, and they had to retract that, correct?
Well, yeah, he did. But remember, Merrick Garland has said all along that, oh, well, he always had full authority to do whatever he needed to do. Well, if that was the case, why is he now appointing him as special counsel?
Good point. Was that
not true, that he didn't have full authority to do whatever he wanted to do?
So, again, in legal terms and then into layman terms, making him now, quote, special counsel is not just a title, it actually authorizes additional actions, right?
Well, it does, but he's still working inside the Justice Department. And so I'll point something else out. Look, if he really wanted people to trust that something was actually going to be done about this, he wouldn't have appointed somebody from inside the Justice Department. I just think they can't get over the potential conflict of interest. What they needed to do was hire an outside attorney, someone who would be given special status as a Justice Department lawyer, but somebody from outside that both sides actually trust to do a good job, and he didn't do that. And notice, Larry, the other thing that Merrick Garland did not do, he did not say that he was expanding the probe and directing Weiss to look at the corruption charges that have been raised against Joe Biden. All he said was special counsel to investigate Hunter Biden, not a single word about the corruption charges on Joe Biden. So that again tells you that, look, the Justice Department to date has refused to do anything about those corruption charges, and that announcement today means that hasn't changed.
So I was reemphasizing for the audience before you joined us, so maybe I need to backtrack a little bit. I was pointing out that in the order, he said that Weiss is to conduct the ongoing investigation, then as well as any matters that arose from that investigation or may arise as the probe continues. To me, that suggested that, yeah, he was going to be able to expand on whatever else came out of Hunter Biden and anything tying to the rest of the Biden family, including Joe Biden, without directly saying what you indicated. Am I overemphasizing?
I think he needed to specifically say that.
Well, I agree.
Because you're always, look, a special counsel, if they're directed to investigate Hunter Biden, they're always going to supposedly have the authority to investigate anything having to do with Hunter Biden, no matter what kind of potential violations of law it brings up. But I think in order to satisfy everyone in this case, particularly the House committees who are investigating this, he needs to specifically say this investigation is no longer limited to just looking at Hunter Biden, but will now include the claims against Joe Biden.
Oh, boy, I would love that.
He needed to say that.
But he would not go on. But mealy-mouthed gunman, don't go say that. He's not going to. They didn't even want to appoint a special counsel. They kept thinking, you tell me the behind the curtains, they did not really want to appoint a special counsel because it rose the interest level and even forcing state-controlled media to suddenly start giving it more attention. And yet at the same time acknowledging, well, it's going to be fair and we don't need it for Joe Biden or Hunter Biden. I'm sorry, I slipped.
Yeah, so like I said, this doesn't satisfy my concerns, and I'm willing to bet you it certainly isn't going to satisfy the concerns of James Comer or Bill Jordan, you know, the heads of the House Oversight and House Judiciary Committees who've been investigating this. And by the way, this is really going to insulate David Weiss from having to testify in front of Congress.
Oh.
Because he's now going to say, I really can't answer any questions.
Could he not said that prior to special counsel naming?
Well, he has, but now he's got even a better reason to do it. And, you know, somebody should ask Merrick Garland. He should have had a press conference where they could have asked him, were any other former federal prosecutors or former judges considered for this job? And if not, why not?
Good point. Well, we now have three special counsels at the Department of Injustice, as I call it, currently investigating matters relating to the sitting president, his son, and the previous presidents. And you pointed out in a piece written for the Daily Signal, as we were stating earlier, this is all the federal indictment of Trump is weaponization of the political system. What they've done with Trump in these latest Jack Smith indictments, it's First Amendment issues.
Yes, it is. Jack Smith is trying to criminalize raising concerns over the validity of an election. That is exactly what he's doing. And not only is that what he's doing, but the actual charges that he has brought under very specific federal statutes, and it's three federal statutes, he's applying them in a way that the U.S. Supreme Court has said you can't. You can't. And just one example, I think, is the easiest one to point this out is, look, he has sued, he's prosecuting the president under a federal fraud provision, which makes it a crime to defraud the U.S., which basically means, you know, defrauding the government, defrauding the federal government. Well, the fraud, Jack Smith says, is that Donald Trump knew the election had not been stolen and yet made those claims anyway. That's the fraud. Well, less than 4 months ago, the U.S. Supreme Court issued a final decision in another case during its term involving another federal fraud statute. And the court issued a decision in which it said no one can be prosecuted under any federal fraud statutes unless they are charged with defrauding someone over money or property. In other words, a financial crime.
Right.
Well,
just denying the election, as Hillary Clinton has, as Stacey Abrams has, is not crime.
No, it's not. It's and no one's claiming that Trump was somehow trying to steal money or property. So Jack Smith is basically thumbing his nose at the Supreme Court, which has just said you cannot apply the law the way Smith is trying to apply it.
I pointed out previously that basically I thought we got rid of all this when we eventually dropped alien sedition, particularly sedition, by basically you cannot speak against the president or the government or you'd be guilty of sedition.
Right. Yeah, that's probably one of the worst laws ever passed in the United States, the Alien and Sedition Act.
And that, and actually coming with less than 20 years after we broke from the king, so we could have our own right and to speak against the government.
You know, Larry, that's a really good point. I hadn't thought about it that way, but that is, in fact, what this special prosecutor, Jack Smith, is trying to do, is to basically use different federal statutes to recreate the Alien Sedition Act. And by the way, just so people know who Jack Smith is, look, this is the same guy that brought corruption charges against the former governor of Virginia, Robert McDonnell, in a case. He got a conviction with a bad jury, but that case went all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court. And in 2016, the court unanimously, so the conservatives and the liberal justices all threw out the conviction, saying that Jack Smith had basically gone far beyond what the law actually defines as a problem, and that the case that he brought was just not viable under a federal statute. Does that sound familiar to what's going on?
It definitely does. And the last 15 seconds, I don't want to cut you off, last 15, 20 seconds for you, the word just came down that the DOJ, it's actually earlier, but moving to allow the case, the Hunter Biden case, to go to Delaware. What's the significance there?
Well, it's just that David Weiss is the U.S. attorney in Delaware, and so if he's going to be the special counsel, I guess they're going to operate entirely in Delaware.
Oh, all right. What timing, and great to have you on board on this particular day, Hans. I appreciate it.
Sure thing, anytime.
You bet. Hans von Spakovsky, constitutional legal expert. Coming up, an essay to remind you of your mortality. Hot enough for you? Tired of hearing that question? It's certainly hot enough to damage your lawn and plants. Allen Outdoor Solutions can put in an irrigation system, save your landscaping, and save you from having to drag hoses in this heat. I've known Steve Allen for years. That's why I put my name with Allen Outdoor Solutions. Call 314-647-4800. 647-4800. Check the website and see everything Steve can do for you. AllenOutdoorSTL.com. You can spend a lot of restless nights trying to figure out how you're going to make all those credit card payments. Why not consolidate all your debt into one manageable payment? My friends at Homestead Financial Mortgage can help with a cash-out refinance. Contact them today. Take the first step in regaining your financial freedom. Use my website, Larry.HomesteadFinancial.com. Take charge of your financial future. Go to my website, Larry.HomesteadFinancial.com. This time of year, heavy rains, high winds, they can hit, and if you have any loose shingles, even the smallest hole in your roof, you're taking a major gamble with your biggest investment. I can tell you from personal experience, do not wait until you have water where it shouldn't be. Don't forget that John Beale has disaster crews, which can at least cover your roof until the damage can be fully repaired. Homeowner, business owner, call John Beale. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog. Been snooping on the door. You ain't nothing but a hound dog. Been snooping on the door. You can wag your tail, but I ain't gonna feed you no more.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
So this morning, I got the good morning letter from the New York Times. Slap in the face. Good morning, Larry. And ironically, look at what's happened since that was released this morning. Now, AG Merrick Garland announcing special counsel. David Weiss will be named special counsel. And as you heard in the preceding segment, Hans Spakovsky, the Heritage constitutional legal expert, says it's too little too late. And naming the same guy that should have already had full authority, as Merrick Garland said he had, stinks. Well, he didn't use the word stinks. I would choose to use the word stinks. But here's what the New York Times good morning slap in the face is. It began with, well, let me see. I've got to back it up, make sure I give you the full picture, not trying to go, good morning, Larry, we're covering Hunter Biden. Oh, my God, that caught my attention. Then they went on to the crisis on Maui, obviously is a tragedy, and an Appalachian reading guide, great deal. But let's begin with their opening item. They say their title for the Hunter Biden, is it a scandal? Hell yes, it's a scandal. Whether or not you believe it is the issue, but it is a scandal, and it certainly deserves inquiry. And it goes on to say, the Hunter Biden case has become the latest example of America's dueling realities. No, it has to do with justice, law and order, not dueling realities. But they continue, if you're a Democrat, there's a good chance you believe Democrats and mainstream media are deliberately minimizing a scandal that calls into question President Biden's honesty and threatens his presidency. Yeah, that's true. And saying, I know many conservative readers of the Morning Post feel this way because they've written to me to say so. Well, at least he's reading their letters. And then he adds, if you're a Democrat, you likely believe the so-called scandal. There's no so-called scandal. It is a scandal. Doesn't mean there's anything at the bottom of it, but it's raising enough questions. That makes it a scandal. My God, do I have to look at the word scandal? Let's just do that right now and get an official definition on what the word scandal means, a definition. I mean, I could give you one, you could give me one, but let's just see what they list as a definition of scandal. Oh, great, they brought me up a movie. Don't want that one. I don't want that one. Let me get to it real quick. Definition of scandal. So this should be very easy to resolve. An event or action regarded as morally or legally wrong and causing general public outrage. There you go. There was already a Hunter Biden scandal, but they began by saying, is this a scandal? Yes, it is a scandal by any standards. It's amazing how they try to walk around this thing all the time. And then they go on to say about how Democrats look at it, obviously. They want to talk again about dueling realities. That's all they're trying to do is say, it's just tit for tat, tit for tat. And they always get upset on the left when they're attacking and raising things about Trump. And you point out, yeah, but, and no, I don't want to hear yeah, but. They don't want to hear it, but they're more than willing to exercise it and lord it over you. Part of this article, this morning piece in the New York Times said, titled Cashing In, when top Democrats are asked about Hunter Biden, they tend to dismiss his problems as a private issue. Hunter Biden is a private citizen. This was a personal matter. That's what KJP said the other day when asked about the federal tax and gun charges. And then the writer for the New York Times says, this explanation is partially fair. My God, they're actually beginning to bend a bit. Adding Hunter Biden has struggled with drug addiction, failure to pay taxes, seemed to be connected to the chaos of his life while using crack cocaine, blah, 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 blah. But then adds this, and this is the New York Times, but it's a stretch for anyone to suggest that Hunter Biden is merely a private citizen. Thank God they acknowledge that. They end can add to it, when his father was vice president from 2009 to 2017, Hunter tried to create the impression he could leverage his family connections to help his clients, as a former business partner did testify in Congress. That would be Devin Archer, but we'd also heard from Bob Belinsky. And he adds, my colleague Luke Broadwater, who covers Congress, told me that he initially found the public discussion of Hunter Biden to be uninteresting. How can you be in this business and find the discussion of Hunter Biden at any level uninteresting? Because he added, considered it typical partisan noise. But Luke, again, I'm reading from the New York Times, friends, or at least the letter they sent me this morning. It's a good morning letter they sent out. But Luke came to believe the story was more important. No kidding. Then adding, many rich and famous people try to cash in on their family name, including relatives of politicians. It's certainly worth newspaper coverage. And he also pointed out, when Biden made that false statement during the 2020 campaign, during the debate, when he claimed, my son has not made money in China. And then pointed to Trump, saying that only Trump had made money in China. And then the New York Times article here says, these details are not pretty. The current president's son made substantial sums of money from the perception of his proximity to top government officials, and the president has claimed otherwise. And then they add this. That story is notably different from past Republican lies about Obama's birthplace or John Kerry's war record. They add the problem for Biden's Republican critics is that they are making their own untruthful statements. Talking about how the elder Biden himself received money as part of the business, but they produce no evidence. That's true. That is true. And I pointed that out. I've always told you, I want to give it to you as straight as I can. There is, pardon me, there is no documented evidence that Joe Biden got money at this point. So far, as I told you earlier, pardon me, I tried to grab a sip of water and it went down the wrong way. So far, there is no such evidence. But I continue to add the words, so far.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
Wow, that was my reaction when I walked into Napoli C, now open on the streets of St. Charles, right next door to Napoli 3. And Napoli C is like walking into a two-level submarine. Fish just outside the portholes. The menu is going to be filled with various seafood, lobster, crab. Good luck with choosing. Napoli C is now open on the streets of St. Charles. Join me at any Cafe Napoli. Clayton, Town and Country, Napoli 3 in St. Charles, or right next door, Napoli C.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
So I'd mentioned earlier today in the first of this hour that I had a piece that was going to remind you of your human mortality, your mortality on this earth. And I say it that way because as a Christian, I do believe in life through Christ, the way to life everlasting. You may or may not accept that part. I'm not trying to proselytize here, but that's my feeling, and I can't discuss this subject without putting it right in front of you. But someone, one of the listeners and friends, sent this to me. And so, again, I want to emphasize to you, this is not my creation. So I'm not trying to take credit for it, but I have not had time because of everything going on to track down the origin of this, and it might be public somewhere other than how it got sent to me. There is a picture of a longhorn antelope in Africa, drawing a blank on what they call them below, beyond what I described it, in the near distance, and in front of the camera is obviously an aged lion walking slowly, decrepit-looking, mangy, looking old. And that's where this essay begins, based off of that picture. Again, I stress, this is not my writing, but I want you to listen to it because I think it does make a connection for all of us. And you may well want to share this with others. So if you're listening live, then you will want to turn around and share this program, the podcast, with your friends, family, because it's that poignant. And you simply go to LarryConnorsUSA.com, and you can share either the rumble of the program or any of the streams that were posted during the program or the audio from the program. Here's how this goes. After seeing the picture of the lion walking in front of that elk or whatever would be in the background, basically ignoring food right in front of it, here's how it reads. No matter how long it lives, the greatest lion will eventually die miserably. That's the world. At their peak, they rule, chase other animals, catch, devour, gulp, leave their crumbs for hyenas. But age comes fast. The old lion can't hunt, can't kill, or defend itself. It roams and roars until it runs out of luck. It will be cornered by the hyenas, nibbled at, eaten alive by them. They won't even let it die before it's dismembered. Life is short. Power is ephemeral. Physical beauty is short-lived. I've seen it in lions. I've seen it in old people. Everyone who lives long enough will become weak and very vulnerable at some point. Then it adds, therefore, let us be humble. Help the sick, the weak, the vulnerable. Most importantly, never forget that we will leave the stage one day. As I said, I don't know who wrote that originally, but one of my listeners and friends wanted to send it on to me. I think it encapsulates life itself in total, not just for the lion, the animal kingdom, but for humankind. How many titans of industry, leaders of nations, queens of dynasties have ruled over anyone and everyone? Without question, if you dare question, off with your head, or you will be basically destroyed in other ways. But there comes a time when they no longer wear the crown, sit on the throne, have the power, control the board of their own company they created, and suddenly the hyenas are there. And especially those who have done wrong throughout your life. The ones that you have made enemies because of how you acted toward them. When you could have shown some kindness, could have some generosity, some mercy, you chose to tear into them even more and destroy them from every possible angle. Much like once the animal is down, the lion and the lionesses will be all over it. They will chase back the hyenas until they're finished with what they want. There's always going to be someone else to replace you. There's always going to be another brighter, smarter business leader, a prettier, more beautiful actress, someone that has control of more money than anyone else that thought they had the most money in the world. There's always going to be someone like that. So you have to look at your life and what you're doing with it. That essay should certainly remind you not just of what you're doing on a day-to-day basis, but going forward. When you see someone on the street begging for a handout, panhandling, it's often, one, easy to dismiss them, look away, change lanes so they're not going to be right next to you. I've done it. I'm guilty of it. And sometimes you give them something and sometimes you don't. Sometimes I've rolled down the window and said, you know, they're offering jobs right down the street, and if you can stand out here in this heat and do all this, you can go down there and get one. Maybe they can, maybe they can't. Maybe they have drug issues or whatever else. You never know the burden someone else is carrying, do you? And we're all guilty sometimes of passing judgment, even though we think we're not judging. But again, as it was stated, the lion reaches a point where can't hunt, can't kill, even defend itself. And everyone who lives long enough will become weak and very vulnerable at some point. And then comes earthly death. For Christians, we believe beyond that. And other religions have their way of looking at it as well. But again, I encourage you, if you want to share that with someone you think should hear it, simply get the podcast of the program, put it on share. Our second hour coming up, and more on the A.G. Merrick Garland decision to appoint, finally, a special counselor.